From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
I was fixing breakfast when I heard the news about the dramatic drop in breast cancer rates from 2002 to 2003. 7% nationwide, 11% in California. Turn up the radio, stop the presses! After years of attending memorial services for our friends, holding our mother's hands during their chemotherapy treatments, and wondering, who's next, or will I be that one in eight who gets it? There was an actual decline in breast cancer incidents, the first since 1945. The hypothesis? Millions of women stopped hormone replacement therapy for menopausal symptoms in 2002 after a national study concluded that it slightly increased breast cancer risk. Stop taking hormones, and the fuel supply for certain tumors is cut off. This could explain the higher-than-average breast cancer rate and subsequent drop in places like Marin County, where more women have access to health care and hormone therapy was standard until 4 years ago. Fortunately, I'm not one of the thousands who took hormones and also developed breast cancer. I'd be mad as hell if I had, even if the relationship between the two isn't yet confirmed. Doctors were far too eager to prescribe hormones for what is a normal, natural change in women's bodies. I take breast cancer seriously and personally. It killed my aunt. My mother has had two kinds of breast cancer. So when my younger cousin was diagnosed with it 3 years ago, I consulted the oncologist I credit with keeping my dear mother alive. She recommended that I begin taking tamoxifen, which blocks estrogen. So long menstrual periods, hello hot flashes. Suddenly, I knew why women had asked for hormone replacements. But I've decided to live with that space heater feeling that suddenly comes over me. So have millions of other postmenopausal women who, 10 years ago, might have been on hormone replacement therapy. Be patient with us. We're trying to stick around so our children can take care of us in our old age. With a Perspective, I'm Debbie Duncan.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.